Pope Pius XI instituted the Solemnity of Christ the King in 1925. In the wake of the First World War and the storms that were beginning to gather for the conflicts that would ultimately lead to the Second World War, Pius entered this day into the liturgical calendar. It was because of the rise of nationalism in Europe, the unbelievable bloodshed and warfare that took place as a result of making the nation state the highest moral authority, that Pope Pius XI wanted to remind Europe and the world that in the end, only Christ is the supreme king of the universe, and he is above every earthly authority, every earthly nation, and every earthly ruler. So it is appropriate that on this day, which is the eve of this great solemnity of Christ the King, that we had a passage from the book of Revelation that when Lilo read it, you probably said to yourself, I have absolutely no idea what she's talking about. But when you understand this text, you understand what it means to say that Christ truly is the King of the universe. So let me try to explain it to you. The first thing you have to recognize about Revelation chapter 11 is this is figurative language. John is using here a word picture to represent for his readers this world before the second coming of Christ. And in the book of Revelation, this is called the tribulation. This reading clearly expresses the reality of such a tribulation. We read that there are two witnesses that represent the two olive trees and the two lampstands. Now, what is this about? This is taken from one of the Old Testament books that is most like the book of Revelation, a book that is full of figurative language. It's the prophet Zechariah in the fourth chapter. And in Zechariah chapter 4, there is reference to an olive tree and to a lampstand. And interestingly, in relation to the olive tree, there is an inscription that reads as follows: Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So the olive tree is representative of the people of God, but it's not by our might, it's not by our power, but it is by the spirit of the Lord of hosts. What does the Lord of hosts mean? The Lord of heaven, the Lord of the angels of heaven, by his power that we will witness in this world. What about the lampstand? John wants us to understand the following, that it is in our vulnerability, it is in our weakness, that we will witness to the light of Christ in a world such as this. Now, the witnesses have been interpreted in a variety of ways. One interpretation, which makes perfect sense, is that they are the law and the prophets of the Old Testament, finding their fulfillment in Christ. But then the two witnesses also represent the church. Twice in the book of Revelation, we have this phrase, and have made them a kingdom and priests to our God. The church is a royal community, a kingdom. The church is a priestly community. And it is these two dimensions of what it is to be the church, a kingdom and priests, that as we read in Revelation 5:10, will reign on the earth. But it is a very peculiar kind of reign. It's not the reign where it looks like we're actually in control or we are in power. But the clear thing that Revelation 11 that we heard from today is wanting us to understand, that is, in a world like this, there will always be resistance to the kingdom of God. In a world like this, there will always be resistance to the priesthood of Jesus Christ. but the church is to continue to witness. As Pius XI did in 1925, where he said to Europe, turn away from your nationalism, turn away from making human societies, making communism, making fascism your gods. But of course, the world did not listen. And it's so telling, I think, to listen to these words now from Revelation chapter 11 in light of the Second World War. Listen to these words. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire pours from their mouth and consumes their foes. Anyone who wants to harm them must be killed in this manner. They have authority to shut the sky so that no rain may fall during the days of their prophesying. And they have authority over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they desire. 120 million people in the 20th century were killed directly by war. In the 21st century, 45 million people have been killed through direct abortion. These words speak to the reality of a world gone mad. These words speak to the reality of how in a world like this, there is then actually increasing opposition to God and his kingdom. For we read that after these words in Revelation chapter 11, that the beast, who is the devil, comes out of the sea. And he gathers together his forces against the church, and he intensifies his attack. And here's the thing. According to Revelation chapter 11, it will look like the beast is victorious, that the church will be silenced, that the two witnesses will be killed. Now, we can't fully understand what COVID-19 means, but in a particular way, the church is experiencing a kind of silence, that not as many people can come to Mass, that there is a plague that is infecting our world. And it can lead us into a kind of discouragement, hopelessness, and despair. Indeed, it can seem from the perspective of the world that we don't need the church anymore. The church is passé. And in that passage from Revelation, it's interesting that we have these words representing the inhabitants of the earth. They will gloat over them and celebrate and exchange presents because the true prophets have been a torment to the inhabitants of the earth. Think of what's happened in our world since the Second World War. An increase in atheism, an increase in the sense that we have indeed been victorious over God. But listen to how the passage ends. The celebratory gathering is suddenly interrupted. But after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and those who saw them were terrified. Entered into who? Into the two witnesses. Listen to this. Then they heard the loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies watched them. The breath of life refers to the quickening work of the Holy Spirit, resurrecting the witnesses. The voice from heaven is a one heard repeatedly in the book of Revelation, and it speaks of the authority of God. Clouds in Revelation and other biblical books like Zechariah are symbolic of God's victory and reign. These are really hard days. We are in a time of real tribulation. But we are people of faith. We are people of memory. We are people of perspective who have been given the gift of Revelation. We have been given the gift of Pope Pius XI, who left us a feast that we will celebrate tomorrow that we truly need this year, maybe more than we've ever needed it in our lives. And so, beloved friends, may we be encouraged to remain faithful. May we be encouraged to never lose this biblical perspective on the world. And may we not be overwhelmed by the plague of COVID-19. Let us affirm the reign of Christ as we remain centered in him, looking forward to the day when, in the life to come, we will be like the angels as we await the new heaven and the new earth, and we will have glorious resurrected bodies. Our Lady is indeed, in a very particular way, the temple of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we celebrate on this day where we commemorate her presentation. She is a true witness, and may her prayer sustain us so that we can be courageous witnesses in our own day.